Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
A risk analyst and former diplomat, Dr. Kingsley Makubela, is on the line with us. Dr. Makubela, appreciate your time and we really apologize for keeping you holding that kind of day, and also load shedding didn't do us any favors. So we really are sorry about the delays.
Thanks, Pamela.
So today, U.S. President Donald Trump condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin after Russia's missiles overnight on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, killed at least, I think, 12 people and injured dozens. He posted on his social media platform Truth, saying, and this I think is very interesting, the attacks were not necessary and very badly timed. I'm really curious about the word very badly timed. He goes on to say, Vladimir, stop! With exclamation marks, 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. That's what the post said. I think I want us to pick up on him saying, this is very badly timed, because obviously this is also aligned to Ukraine's president's visit to South Africa today. Good evening, and your take on that, please.
Good evening, Pimelo. No, the timing, it relates to the seven-point proposal that the Americans are having, which they were leaked before yesterday's meetings in London, which really scuttled the meeting in London.
Yeah.
So it's related to the 7 points. Because if you look at the 7 points that he's raising, there are fundamental issues that are coming up that he actually expects Vladimir Zelensky to make compromise on. So he thinks that the attack would put further strain on Zelensky to make compromises, in my view.
Is it the only thing you think he considered? And I take your point about the 7 points, which we'll talk about now. But you don't think he also, you know, looked at the fact that there is this conversation happening between him and South Africa, where South Africa may play, I think, an interesting role in getting people to talk?
You know, South Africa has no leverage in terms of this conflict, to tell the truth. The Europeans, who are much closer to Donald Trump, who can actually provide side payment for the resolution of the conflict, are nowhere involved. That's why they are struggling to get relevance and to influence the process. Now, if you take a country like South Africa that is far away, has no strategic interest, no, I don't think that's the issue.
No soft power even in relation to our relationship with Russia.
You know, as we are talking, Witkoff is on his way to Moscow. He's having meetings tomorrow with Putin. And Marco Rubio is also going to Moscow. So he doesn't need an intermediary to speak to Moscow. He has a direct contact with Moscow. He's on a hotline telephone discussion with Moscow. So he wouldn't need anyone to intermediate between him and Moscow. So that those are facts. So if this was happening during the Biden administration, I'll say maybe. But now, during the Trump administration, there is an open line of discussion with Russia.
Got you. Let's talk a little bit about the seven-point proposal and this significance of the seven-point proposal. You know, do you think this was going to be something that Ukraine is going to accept anytime soon, and more importantly, Russia?
You know, the Americans have made it quite clear from the very first meeting in Riyadh between the U.S. and Ukraine, and even as they started this process, they made it quite clear that they would expect some concessions from, land concession from Ukraine. So when you look at the 7 points that are coming up, there's nothing new essentially. Is what Americans have been talking about. But they are reiterating that now in writing. That's why I get surprised when people get taken away by saying that there's an expectation that the Crimea should form part of the Russian Federation. That the Americans have made it quite clear from the beginning. They made it quite clear that Ukraine can't join NATO, that it will be a red line for the Russians. And of course, they are quite eager to lift sanctions on the Russians. They're quite eager to start dealing with the energy cooperation with the Russians. So, and the question of direct negotiations. So if you look at all these things, the issues that are contained in the seven-point negotiation plan that the Americans have presented to Zelensky, and Zelensky has outrightly rejected it. Yeah. That's why the meeting in London collapsed yesterday, because Zelensky says there's no way he's going to cede the Crimea, let alone the Donbas area, the Crimea to Russia. Mm. So, and Marco Rubio felt there's no need to have a discussion there.
Dr. Makubela, the Europeans, for me, are very bizarre in how they are dealing with the current situation. I mean, you would have accused them earlier of being slow on the offtake, but things are rapidly moving, and they don't seem to be changing their stance or even the pace.
I mean, bizarre, actually, it's a moderate language, I think, Pimelo. I mean, they are speaking about they want to help Ukraine to win peace. Peace is not a zero-sum game.
Yeah.
It's a positive sum. We both win from peace agreement. And that's why they come up with this concept of winning peace, because they want to keep on pumping weapons into Ukraine. That's essentially the problem. But, you know, they've been very reluctant to open direct discussions with Moscow.
Mm.
Now that the lines are opened by the Americans, they are playing a catch-up game. And they are really feeling left out. And that's why they are convening. I mean, there have been about six summits so far. Two convened in Paris now, one convened in Brussels, three actually convened in Paris, one in Brussels, the other one in London. So they are having all the summits to talk about the Ukrainian issue. The other day it was in Canada. So you find in this shuttle diplomacy that they are running, and if you look at the strategic part of this, is to find relevance. And they've made it quite clear that the Europeans, they want a place on the table, on the negotiation table. And the Americans are ignoring that.
So where does that leave him then with NATO? Because, I mean, after all of this and the kind of posture that he's seeing from the Europeans, I'd feel pretty abandoned if I were him.
Well, they do feel abandoned because, you know, there's been a struggle to get the Americans to provide a backstop security support for any eventual ceasefire agreement. And Secretary Besant has made it quite clear that if the Europeans are sending their military to Ukraine, it will not go as NATO.
Mm.
They will go on their own, so that it doesn't bring in Article 5 of NATO, that an attack of member state. So they made it quite clear, the Americans, they're not going to buy into this thing. Even the idea now that this mobilization of close to 300 countries to provide military support, 30 countries to provide military support for Ukraine, the Americans are actually saying it's bizarre to do that when you're talking about peace. So there are no convergence between the Americans and the Brits. And that's where, as South Africa, going to be very strategic, because we must not end up taking sides between the fight with the Americans and the British. This is a family fight. But I think, Pimelo, the other thing that Zelensky came here for, I suspect, even though no one speaks about it, it's probably to lobby to get invited to the G20 summit.
He did. No, because, he was clear. Yeah. He did say that. He mentioned it in his speech today.
Exactly. He may have raised it very seriously behind closed doors.
Yeah. No.
So
that's a good point.
The president didn't make any comments on those issues.
Yes.
So these are exactly the strategic thrust of that, I think, was to get invited to this G20 summit.
Do the Ukrainians on the ground still have faith in his strategy?
Well, they are losing. They are being hammered very heavily on the ground. They've lost a lot of territories. I mean, they are being taken out of Kursk now. Mm. The Russians are virtually in control of that. The Russians have the latitude to attack everywhere. They have the weapons to attack everywhere. Mm. So the Russian can attack Kiev at any time, as they've shown yesterday.
Mm.
So Ukraine is just losing the ability to really maintain this war. And remember this air defense system they are having. It works with satellite intelligence, mm-hmm. and they rely on the Americans to provide that support.
And they will withdraw.
And if the Americans withdraw on this, they remain totally vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for giving us your time this evening and have a fantastic weekend. Risk analyst and former diplomat Dr. Kingsley Makubela there giving us his take on Ukraine's president's visit. As you know, it was cut short earlier on today because of what happened in Kyiv. But obviously, lots of moving parts in this conversation between themselves and Russia.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.